Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Elemental Podcast, episode 101. It's a special episode. I'm only doing it because last night I saw a documentary on Netflix. I was looking through stuff, figured, all right, let's go to the doc section and see what I can find it. And I came across a film called I Am Jane Doe. And I didn't know anything about it. The little synopsis of it all basically was talking about young girls who were kidnapped and put into human sex trafficking, and how a internet website kind of had facilitated the whole thing. And for those, I was unaware of this, Backpage.com. is a website where essentially pimps were putting up ads for prostitution, and specifically prostitution with children. And I'm unfamiliar with Backpage. I hadn't heard of it other than that it was kind of like a seedy place where guys could go for sexual encounters, massage parlors, prostitutes, that kind of thing. Apparently, it is in the vein of Craigslist. It is essentially Craigslist. I'm looking at it now. It's cut down into a lot of things. It's more goods and services than Craigslist gets into some other stuff. Kind of like chat room kind of things, but Backpage is more cut and dry. So these dudes, these pimps, were putting children on there, and this I Am Jane Doe documentary focused specifically on three cases: a young girl out of St. Louis, a young girl out of Seattle, and another young girl out of Boston. All were returned home, all found because they were found on Backpage, whether it was the parents or police officers doing work and catching some fucking scumbags. And it all, essentially what it does is it comes down to Backpage, as I mentioned earlier, facilitating and almost promoting prostitution on their page. And so the parents of these children sued Backpage to get them to take down these ads and to take some responsibility for what they were doing and destroying children's lives. And it was really fascinating watching this movie. I am a fan of documentaries, and this one was really well done. It was narrated by who is that woman from Mad Men, Jessica Chastain. And essentially the argument comes down towards child pornography, obviously, human trafficking, obviously, versus freedom of speech. And it comes down to in the infancy of the internet, back in 1996, Prodigy, if you're an old fuck like myself and can remember Prodigy, had chat rooms up, and apparently someone at that time, a third person, posted something about that dude from the movie The Wolf of Wall Street. I don't remember that dude's name, and they essentially said he was stealing and he was misrepresenting, and if you've seen the movie The Wolf of Wall Street, which I have not, all that shit that this person commented on was true. But at the time, that guy sued them, and he sued Prodigy for allowing this stuff to go on the internet. And apparently he won. So this law, let me see if I can find it again. I am sorry, talk amongst yourselves. It came down to, what is it, the CDA, the Communications Decency Act in 1996. It was enacted to protect internet service providers from liability for material published on their platforms by third parties. So that's essentially what Backpage was saying. Backpage And for those who don't know, Backpage was owned by the Village Voice, which is a newspaper, news conglomeration out of New York City. It was really kind of revolutionary and kind of cutting edge. And it's sort of, it's ironic that it was owned by Village Voice, because Village Voice would be the exact paper that would go after Backpage for having this kind of stuff on their website. But Backpage, through their high-priced lawyers, was able to fend off all of these lawsuits that happened prior to these three people that I talked about suing them, going up in front of these judges who basically, as it was pointed out in the movie, these judges are old fucks who don't understand the internet. They actually have audio of a judge saying, like, well, sometimes an old man just wants to have a young lady on his arm, and not fully understanding what was happening and the prostitution and the, even the pictures that were going up on Backpage. It's amazing to me how people were ignoring it. Eventually, and I'm doing spoilers here, folks, watch this thing. You're going to get worked up. I got worked up. The person I was watching with got worked up at how things were just getting overlooked. That even though you could do this, the CDA was essentially allowing you to do this. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. So these people were just asking Backpage to take it down, to take it off, and Backpage wasn't willing to do it because they saw it as a freedom of speech kind of thing. Plus, they were making millions of dollars, and it was amazing to see how much more money they were making per year, even though these lawsuits were going on. It started with like 78, and then it went up to like 112, and then it went up to like $136 million. I'm like going, what? And I don't even understand how it works, because like I've never used Backpage. I have been on Craigslist, and maybe I'm just not seeing ads. I'm like, where does this money come in? But clearly there's a ton of money. There was a Senate review hearing, congressional hearing that went into it as well too. They subpoenaed the chairperson, the CEO of Backpage, and he didn't even come. No, man, total disrespect of the law and accountability. And here's where the spoiler part come in, everybody. They held the CEO and the owners of Backpage accountable. They were arrested. They also eventually, in this year, 2017, all the stuff started back, I think it was in 2007. So 10 years later, they did eventually take down these ads. So just a few months ago, over a 10-month period or 10-year period of process, they finally took them down. And seemingly the people in the movie indicated they felt it was just this grand sweeping gesture to kind of make things go away, sort of thing. And when you watch the movie, you'll see that the guys who owned the Backpage were, and they also owned some sort of other media conglomeration, were actually kind of they were kind of pro prostitution. They didn't seem to find anything wrong with it. Most of my professional career has been involved in working with kids in a mental health institution. And at one time I did work with a young lady who, I believe when I was working with her, she was 16, and I'm working with her in a mental health hospital setting. And we got a visit from the FBI one day, and the FBI was talking with her because she had been sex trafficked and prostituted, and she was taken across state lines. And it's just such an amazing thing to me that this occurs. I don't understand dudes, women, anybody who is interested in child pornography. I am perfectly 100% okay with there is no curing this either, everybody. There's no curing child pornography. If that's what you're, it's like you're an alcoholic. You're always a fucking alcoholic. And if you're a child molester, you're into child pornography, that's, you're always into that shit. It's never going to go away. And if you might be, I don't know how, free from it, not using it, not looking at it, I'm still okay with these people not being around in any kind of capacity. There is no curing it, folks. But like I said, I got amped up watching it. You'll get amped up watching it. It is on Netflix. If you go to their website, it is just imjanedoefilm.com. You can go check it out. They are, I don't know where you live, but they are also doing live showings of this thing as well, too. Money from this movie is going towards let me read it. 50% of all profits from this project will be donated to nonprofit organizations which serve Jane Doe children. The movie itself is 99 minutes long. It's unrated, but they said they recommend a PG-13 rating for it. There's some swearing, I think, in it. There's no nudity. It's all blocked out kind of thing. It's disturbing, really, is what it is. It's disturbing that this shit happens. I'm glad they were able to finally get it done. And the problem, though, and one of the mothers of the St. Louis child indicated that it's good that they took it down, but the problem still exists. Someone else is going to take backdoor spot. So this CDA law, it's a CDA section 230 or something like that, that's going to continue to allow companies to hold, not be held responsible for third party contributions. It's crazy when it is illegal. I understand when it's someone on Facebook going, "I hate my teacher," or whatever. It's not necessarily illegal, but if someone's engaging in illegal activities like child pornography and human sex trafficking, it's fucking illegal, and you need to be held accountable if you're encouraging, because it did almost seem like Backpage was encouraging people to post these things. It's gross, and people need to be aware of it. I'm becoming more and more aware of it, and it's just it's disturbing and it's depressing. But we can't deny that it doesn't happen in this world. So again, I'm really encouraging you to go watch. I didn't want to wait until next Monday to talk about it. Go see I Am Jane Doe on Netflix. Go to their website, IamJaneDoeFilm.com. And fuck, I know, you know, contribute. Be aware if you have a little girl or a little boy. Fuck, make them aware of who to stay away from. Yeah. All right, everybody. Depressing. Whatever. Thank you for listening to Elemental Podcast. Go listen on SoundCloud, iTunes. I'd really prefer you listen on CastBox if you can. They may eventually throw me a chunk of change at some point. Probably not, but you never know. Okay. There you go. Thanks. You guys are tops. Like the fan page, please. On Facebook, Elemental Podcast on Facebook. Thanks. Guys, enjoy the rest of your week. See you on Monday. Goodbye.